President Trump continues today to defend his Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh as the allegations against him pile up. Kavanaugh and his first accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, are set to testify in Washington tomorrow. Here's President Trump this morning.
He's a gem. He's an absolute gem. And he's been treated very unfairly by the Democrats who are playing a con game. They know what they're doing. It's a con. They go into a back room and they talk with each other and they laugh at what they're getting away with. It's a con game.
But shortly after that came reports that the Senate Judiciary Committee is reviewing the allegations of a third woman, Julie Swetnick, represented by the high-profile attorney Michael Avenatti, who claims she was present at high school parties with Kavanaugh and saw him and his friend Mark Judge spike punches. She also says they were present, though not involved, when she was drugged and assaulted. It threw another day into tumult. Let's bring in our political strategist. This week we have Matt Mikowiak, a Republican strategist. Hi, Matt.
Hi there.
And Bill Press, the Democratic strategist. Hi, Bill.
Hello, hello.
Matt, got to start with you. Today, Kavanaugh said in a statement, this is ridiculous from the Twilight Zone about this third allegation. But his fellow Yale students are on the front page of the New York Times today, angry about his portrait of himself as a choir boy, saying he was actually a very heavy drinker. The Democrat Chuck Schumer is saying, in light of the new third allegation, Republicans should call these hearings off, do an investigation. What would you advise Republicans do?
Well, I think the simple fact that Michael Avenatti's involved really raises questions about the credibility of the charge. And I think you're seeing that from Democrats who really haven't embraced his involvement in this particular accuser. Look, this is a shocking headline. It's a little hard to believe that a prep student would be involved in a gang rape ring at the age of 15. It's even harder to believe that that would then be something that would never be caught in six separate FBI background checks that Brett Kavanaugh passed. This is not the first time he's been considered for a sensitive position. He was associate general counsel in the White House. He was staff secretary, one of the most sensitive jobs in our government. He was obviously nominated to the D.C. Circuit, the second highest court in the land. He passed background checks at all of those stages. Look, I think we all want to know the facts. If this were accurate, it would clearly be disqualifying and he should withdraw. I have no reason to believe it's accurate, but we do have an accuser out there who now, I guess, has a signed affidavit. So that does obviously put her credibility on the line. But I think this hearing is going forward tomorrow unless the accuser from California doesn't show up, and I think that remains an open question.
Bill, how do you see this right now?
Well, first of all, I'm really struck by the contrast between what we saw yesterday in Pennsylvania with Bill Cosby and what we're seeing in the United States Senate. I think this is the Me Too movement at its best and its worst, if you will. We saw in Bill Cosby, it took a lot of time, but we see how far the Me Too movement has come and Bill Cosby marching off to prison. And I think we see in the way Senate Republicans are treating Christine Ford and Deborah Ramirez and now Julie Swetnick, this third woman, we see how far the Me Too movement still has to go. It clearly has not penetrated the halls of Congress. It's certainly not the Republican caucus. You know, I hear what Matt says about we want to know all the facts. I would just have to point out the way this is going, the Republicans are not allowing time to hear all the facts. The idea that they would hold this hearing tomorrow, schedule a vote in the committee on Friday, and then they're talking about now maybe a vote of the full Senate on Saturday, that's not a fair process. That's a ramrod railroading this thing through, which I think is a mistake for everybody, especially the Republican Party.
Well, you think it'll happen that fast, Matt?
Do I think the hearing will happen on Thursday?
Do you think that all this timeline is that they're going to actually do this? If this hearing happens tomorrow and, you know, the senators hear from the accuser and from Kavanaugh, that they will really vote that quickly and confirm him?
I think they have a plan right now that if the hearing goes well, they will hold a committee vote Friday morning. The Senate Majority Leader will file cloture and that the vote would be Sunday, Monday or Tuesday on the Senate floor. Now, again, that's if the hearing goes well from their perspective. Obviously, everyone wants to see what the credibility of the first accuser is and the credibility of Kavanaugh is when they're both under oath, when they're both on camera, when they're both being asked questions by a serious attorney. That said, I know that Bill's mentioned the question of the FBI. I know Bill also knows that former Senator Joe Biden in 1991 said specifically, quote, the FBI explicitly does not, in this or any other case, reach a conclusion, period. Now, Bill raises the question of timing.
But they did. The FBI did. They did take time for the FBI to investigate Anita Hill's charges, and then it was up to the committee to decide where they go. But why not take the time for the FBI, it wouldn't take that long, take a day and a half, to talk to all three of these women and to Brett Kavanaugh under oath, under risk of perjury, and then report that to the committee. What's the rush? What's the rush?
And to be fair, you're exactly right. I think in the Clarence Thomas situation, it took 2 or 3 days for the FBI to reopen it. I think the challenge here is these are last-minute allegations that are coming out really merely hours before the hearing tomorrow. As Bill knows and as everyone knows now, Senator Dianne Feinstein, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, has known about the first accuser's allegation since July, and she did really almost nothing with it. She decided to basically let people know that she had forwarded something to the FBI less than a week before the committee was planning to vote. This is all about delaying action by the Senate Judiciary Committee and ultimately the Senate past the midterm elections because the Democrats want to give themselves a chance to take the Senate back and hold this Senate seat open. And that's not me saying that. That's the New York Times saying that.
Let me jump in, Matt, for 1 second, because I hear you joining other voices wondering why is this all happening so late. But if we can believe any of the statistics, and we've been hearing them across the board for several weeks now, you know, 1 in 3 women have been assaulted. There are a lot of Americans who understand why this has taken so long, because it's a horrific thing to come forward. It's a horrific thing to be accused, but really horrific to come forward and relive these things. Aren't you worried that if the Republicans don't take the day or two to have an investigation, your candidate, Brett Kavanaugh, your Supreme Court justice, is forever going to have an asterisk?
Well, and I think that's part of actually the goal on the other side. But look, we're gonna be able to see the accuser and the nominee questioned under oath on camera, answering tough questions for hours with a domestic audience of millions of people. And I think that will be a game changer. One of them will be seen as more credible, and this story will change based on that. Certainly, I want facts. I want information. These second and third accusers have come forward because of the first accuser. The first accuser did not come forward until the very end because Senator Dianne Feinstein sat on this needlessly for 6 or 7 weeks.
Well,
keep in mind, she had a chance.
She sat on it because the accuser wasn't sure she wanted to come forward.
Yeah, but she sat – okay, so she never raised it privately with him. She never raised it in closed session. She never raised it in open session. That's an honest question to ask her.
If I may, Senator Dianne Feinstein, rightly or wrongly, was respecting the wishes of the woman who wrote the letter. But I have to say, look, this idea – focus – I think the opposition wants to focus on anything but the substance of the accusations. Did she wait a long time before she came forward? Did this come forward at the last minute? Yes. But if you look at Harvey Weinstein, you look at Bill O'Reilly, you look at Bill Cosby, you look at Les Moonves, these are all incidents that happened years ago. There are good reasons why these women did not come forward. Again, I think the challenge here is to examine the authenticity of the story of all three of these women, not just one of them. And by the way, why won't they call Mark Judge? He reportedly was the only other person in that room, and yet they're letting him totally off the hook. So I think this comes across in every respect, Matt, as just a rush job. And you say the Democrats are trying to delay it till after the midterms. I don't know about that, but I know the Republicans are trying to ram it through before the midterms because they're afraid they're going to lose.
Well, and I would just point out, I mean, you're comparing this to Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby was charged with a crime. Brett Kavanaugh has never been charged with a crime.
Right.
He was convicted by a jury of his peers. The evidence was overwhelming. You were talking, I think, about 60 different accusers. In this case, you're talking about now three accusers. And yes, that's concerning, but it's also very, very, very late. And we have not had anyone really fully under oath. And that'll start tomorrow. And I think all of America wants to see what the answers are.
Just in the couple minutes that we have left here, we are just weeks away from the midterm elections. All of this is happening right now as voters are starting to really think about what they're going to do. What's at stake, Matt, first to you about when it comes to the midterms with all of what's going on with Kavanaugh?
Well, what's at stake, obviously, is control of the House, control of the Senate. Democrats need to take 23 seats back to take control of the House. They need to take a net of two back to take control of the Senate. I think Democrats believe not just the House, but that the Senate could potentially be in play. In the Senate, they basically have to go 12 for 12, defend 10 seats with Democratic incumbents from states that Trump won, and then pick up likely Arizona and Nevada, although it looks like maybe Texas and Tennessee are in that mix. I think more narrowly, it's about suburban white women. That's what this is about, because suburban white women are going to have a disproportionately direct impact on the midterm elections. And so there's a political benefit, I think, to some extent to what the Democrats are trying to achieve here.
We got about a minute left. We haven't even mentioned that, the president was at the UN. There's an ongoing Russia investigation. Bill, just in the minute we have, just what do you think we're overlooking?
Well, what do we have?
Everything.
First of all, I just, there's not time to talk about all the things that are going on. I just have to say to Matt Swann, I think there's something else at stake in these midterm elections, is the dignity and the respect of the United States Supreme Court, which I think would be lost if they rush this through. Not so much if he gets on the court, but if they rush it through this way. And also, Matt mentioned suburban Republican women. Absolutely, they're going to be the key. And if I know that they're the key to the midterm elections, I would want to take a much more careful approach to what we're hearing from these three women rather than, again, ram it through.
That's going to have to be it. Bill Press, our Democratic strategist this week. Matt Mikowiak, the Republican strategist. Boy, thank you both. Another week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.